nerderotic.com.
Angel Studios. What the fuck are you thinking? Now, we showed it on Friday Night Tights. You guys all saw the video of them clowning the fans for prejudging a movie from a trailer and with the concerns. And this is probably a direct response to Tim Pool. I mean, Tim Pool is 100% right on this one, by the way. He's 100% right on this one. So he was offered, I don't know when, money to review it. I don't know if they specifically said positive review or whatever, but he was offered money. I haven't asked Drinker. I'm going to ask Drinker if they, I don't think they did. I don't think he wouldn't have done it anyway. They definitely didn't ask me. And I'd have said no anyway. So, but they paid people like Tucker Carlson and Riley Gaines, who I liked all her work with for women's sports and stuff. It's great. So, you know, aside from that, we had a lot of people who don't discuss pop culture and film on the right talking about it. I mean, arguably, Tim talks about it more than Riley Gaines and Tucker Carlson, for sure. And they gave it a positive review. One guy going as far, a guy with a beard, don't know who he is, going like, usually I like Tim, but Tim is dead wrong. This movie is anti-communism. So, as most of you may know, because you were forced to read this book back when school, I doubt they make you read it in school now, but both my sons had to read it. I had to read it. It's been a minute since I read it. It is by George Orwell, socialist Democrat, who was disillusioned with the communist revolution and wrote a satirical fable. Called Animal Farm, as you all know, that is a condemnation of the Russian Revolution and Stalin. So it's not like a pro-capitalism story. There's actually, he didn't like it. So we're not going to say it's a pro-capitalism story, but it's definitely an anti-communist story, anti-authoritarian story, and it really shows the cycle of human behavior when a certain group gets, and what I mean by certain group is elite, when a certain, because there's always an elite, there will always be an elite. And, you know, I don't know what he said afterwards, but it's the ultimate criticism and final solution for communism is we're not robots. We need to be motivated. Not everybody works the same. Not everybody is the same. Some people are better than others in skill. It's just a fact of life. And in a system that relies on everybody working together, you're only as strong as your weakest link. And usually when people are given control, they're going to take all the power and take all the resources, and they'll just be a new fat cat rich elite in that communist system. And on it goes. The wheels on the bus go round and round. Same thing fucking happens. The people who say communism hasn't been implemented, it's been implemented plenty of times to the same results that were written about in Animal Farm every fucking time. And this movie has a completely different theme. And Chris is right. It adds another act after the end of the book, after the animals revolt against the pigs in Napoleon. That's it. Well, they do a whole other thing, and it's very, very modern. Now, it's one thing to make a shitty movie that subverts the theme, directed by Andy Serkis, who I love as an actor, member of the Socialist Party in the 90s. I'm sure he's still a silent member. I'm sure he just quit because he saw his star rising and thought, you know, back then, it wouldn't look good if I was part of the Socialist Party in the 90s. Not in the 2025s, in the 90s. And Seth Rogen voicing a character, and I think Angel Studios were of the mind that, listen, well, we want to show we'll work with everybody, right? And a studio attempting to show grace where nobody else has shown it. I think that's what their mindset was. We're trying to expand. We want to work with Hollywood, but we still want to be ourselves, and we can find a happy medium. I get it. I get the strategy. It makes sense. I wouldn't have gone directly to Seth fucking Rogen, but I'm sure they saw Andy Serkis's name and they're like Lord of the Rings, and Andy Serkis and Seth Rogen are laughing at you right now. They got their paycheck and they're laughing. But it's one thing to subvert a classic book. It's been done before, will be done again. And it's another thing to go after the audience. It's a completely different thing.
So Angel fans hate me?
No, most don't. You passed the guild. It's a loud minority trying to silence us.
Like the pigs.
Oh, what a fuck up. Angel baby cakes. You fucked up. Right there. Did you just use loud minority? Did you just use the same language that Lucasfilm uses, that Kurtzman Trek uses?
It's a loud minority trying to silence us.
Like the pigs.
These are the kind of things you don't come back from. And you have a pretty good, like a George Washington movie that I was looking forward to coming out this year. Now, I don't think everybody's going to abandon you over this because, I mean, again, I say this is a fully independent person, and that's how I vote. The right will be more forgiving, but it's a rug pull. You'll have to do a lot of hard work to convince me otherwise. Black Rifle Coffee. Everybody remember, we talked about it on Friday Night Tights. Everybody remembers Black Rifle Coffee. Once they got publicly traded, they were fucking for BLM and all this crazy shit. After being like, we're for vets and we're part of the right. We're Black Rifle Coffee 2A. Remember those motherfuckers? They're still around. I don't know how. Coffee's not that great, but they became publicly traded, got really, you know, they used you conservatives until they didn't need you anymore and pulled the rug. It's really fucking hard to not see this as that. And then pushing it on the guild, and maybe some people from the guild did see the movie first. I would hope so before they voted on it, because the guild votes on things. Angel Studios didn't make this movie. They distributed it. And this film couldn't find a distributor in Hollywood, the town that agrees with them and would agree with the message of this movie. And they didn't want to release it because it's fucking terrible. And this does not bode well for The Hunt for Gollum with Andy Serkis directing. Well, they have a guild, not a film actors guild. They have a guild that you know, they're paying members and they vote on the films. This was unnecessary. This is what's going to hurt you. Not the bad movie. And maybe you were reacting to what Tim Pool said, and maybe it was a panic move to maybe pay some influencers. But those influencers, you know what they are? They're shills. They're shills on the right, shills on the left. They got paid. They got paid to do a review. That is, well, at least in our sphere, antithetical to everything we fucking do. And I guess some people had the good sense to delete their tweets. Okay, mistakes are made. That's fine. You deleted your tweet. Okay. My guess is they were paid money. They were told, no, this is a anti-communist movie. And they went and backed it up without seeing it. Then I think redheaded libertarian deleted her tweet. And she was probably told by somebody, no, this this is an anti-capitalist one. Like they're trying to do the cope of George Orwell wasn't pro-capital. Of course not. But the book is anti-communist, and it's a social democrat calling out his own people, which is one of the most powerful things you can do, is calling out your own friend, calling out your own side for being a bunch of fucking sellouts. And what is this movie is doing exactly what the original story said. It's a sellout. And the people are taking the money are fucking sellouts. Shouldn't be talking about this shit anyway. Riley Gaines, stick with the women's and sport things. And you know what? I won't talk about the women in sports. Tucker Carlson, Stick to whatever the fuck you're doing, and I'll stay out of geopolitics. I don't know. Does this break Angel Studios? I hope not, but it's fucking dumb. They should be called out by everybody for this. And everybody fucking hates the movie. They made this movie and pawned it off on some suckers. You look like suckers right now. And full disclosure, I've had conversations with people, Angel Studios. They've been nothing but lovely to me. And when I first heard this, I'm like, what? Nah. But gotta call it out. It's a massive mistake. It's a brand damaging mistake. And I would I need to see a lot more to not be convinced it's a rug pull. And then you're just another Hollywood studio, like, and you're not really that different. And I really did see them as different and trying, and it's not like I loved everything they put out. But I like the cut of their jib. I like being backed by, you know, backers, you know, and they have a say in it. But maybe sometimes you go, you know what? Seth Rogen? Nah, not right now. Maybe wait 10 more years. And people are sick of Seth Rogen, not just for his politics. They're just sick of him. One of the most overrated comedians to ever exist. He was kind of funny in 40-Year-Old Virgin. Don't you remember? This is the same guy who made the Santa movie. Seth Rogen sucks. Weed. Matt Walsh did a video a couple of days ago. I'm just going to play the very beginning part. I sent it to Jeremy with a little LOL.
As you may have noticed recently on the show, we've started to focus more on cultural commentary, a little less on politics. And the reason for that is partly, if I'm being totally transparent, I find the entire political podcasting space to be increasingly boring and redundant. Everyone's saying the same things. Everyone is talking about the same stories. Conservative podcasters all repeat essentially the same basic talking points, unless they're fighting with each other, which is even more boring. And at this point, even more redundant. So I find it all incredibly uninspiring and uninteresting, which is enough reason to try to find different things to talk about. Also, culture matters. And that's why cultural commentary has really always been.
What? Culture matters? He almost said pop culture matters. The guy who said anime is demonic and, you know, shits on people playing video games. All of a sudden, culture matters. Pop culture matters. I think you're going to see a lot of people come over to pop culture because, the political space probably isn't very fun right now. That would be my guess. But welcome. Actually, good video about Rock. How about Rock is dead? So you can go watch it. We've talked about it a bunch on my solo streams and with Chris. Gone really over the history of music on how there isn't any band. Rick Beato, like, he uses Rick Beato's video too, has a great video on like the lack, there's no bands anymore. And, you know, it's, I think a lot of people are probably more interested in it with the Michael movie being so successful and, you know, his music still being successful 40 years, 30 years later. And they're starting to realize, like, music's been bad for a long time. And you know what made it bad? Making it easily accessible. And there's nothing to be done about it. That was going to happen anyway, right? But it's not special anymore. And Hollywood's going through the same problems. Publishing kind of survived it better than anybody. But with music and with movies and TV shows, these industries and these bands are now in competition with the past. Direct. Because we have the easiest access to it whenever we want. I could pull up whatever song. We used to have to wait by the radio for a song to play. And if it wasn't in heavy rotation, sometimes we'd wait a couple of hours. Now we just pull it right up. But he said culture matters. Pop culture matters. Wow. Very interesting to hear that. Very interesting to hear that it matters now. Especially when the political sphere is probably a little difficult, you know? So And that's the thing with politics. Any time between election cycles, it cools down a little bit. And whoever's in power, the side that isn't in power will grow on social media, and it ebbs and flows. And that's the way it goes. And then everybody pops during election season. And in between, it could be a bit of a desert. There's ebbs and flows to everything on YouTube, even entertainment, but not as much as there is in politics. Plus, politics would be really depressing to talk about all the time. Really depressing to talk about. So I'll stay in my niche lane. Thank you very much. And we'll just talk about how stupid Disney Star Wars Day is. But we'll welcome all of the political commentators who are gonna head on over. Interesting, don't you think? Matt Walsh, of all people, is like, culture matters. We're going to get away from politics a little bit and start talking about, you know, movies and TV. And I can't wait to see Matt Walsh's Starfleet Academy season 2 video. Let's get it done. Come on, Matt. How many times did I hear people going, I could be talking about pop culture, but I'm trying to save the country right now. Get the fuck out of here. Oh, God. I am saving the country by live streaming the news. We're doing important work here. Good God.
NerdErotic.com. Please subscribe.